pasuk in this week's parsha, in Parshas Vayetze, by the when the Yaakov is trying to go through a contractual agreement to try to arrange for a marriage of Lavan's daughters. So Lavan, as we know, tricked him and married off his first daughter to him, which was Leah. And then when he's cheshbening and trying to arrange for his second marriage, Rachel, so Lavan makes a statement, Malei Shavua Zos. You should finish the Sheva Brachos. Rashi writes on that pasuk, you should finish the Sheva Brachos, finish the Simcha of this girl, and then we could talk about the next girl. Don't mix Simchas. Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Focus on Leah now, and we'll talk about Rachel afterwards. So one of the sources brought for the whole concept of Sheva Brachos is from this week's Parsha, Malei Shavua Zos. You should fulfill this week with your wife and focus on your wife. The Yerushalmi seems to be mashma, and even the Bavli seems to be mashma in certain ways that this is a din d'oraisa. The Gemara says that during Shivas Yimei Amishta of a Chasan and Kala, a person who has a nega tzaras, which we spoke about a little bit last year, doesn't have to get it checked by the Kohen. It has ramifications min haTorah. But what I thought I would like to discuss is some of the often shilas that we really face, Baruch Hashem, often with all the simchas that we host, both in our own home and for the community. And there are common shilas that come up, but we often just take it as a given. It's very, it's obvious that Sheva Brachos, what you go into the chuppah, you make Sheva Brachos, you dance a little bit, you eat, you go home the next week, the Sheva Brachos just continues. But if you analyze the sugya and you look into the Rishonim and understand the concepts over here, we can understand that there's actually a halachic process going on here. It's not simple, and it's not a given that a person automatically has Sheva Brachos. There's technicalities, and there's certain chiyuvim, and Mirtz Hashem, we can answer some of the shailas that come up by analyzing these halachos. Just fascinating. Mom, it's just hashkacha. I just wanted to share. The shaila came up in yeshiva this week. One of the rabbonim was discussing a person who, he was giving a little chizuk, he was trying to discuss the concept of his chadshus, I'm not going to say any names, and the Rav mentioned that, a person, the marriage wasn't going so great between him and his wife, and they decided, we're going to get divorced, we're going to call it quits, and they split up for 6 months, and punk, they decided, after 6 months, they realized, Baruch Hashem, through separations, the separation helped them to recognize what they had, and made their heart grow fonder, and they reunited and they married again. So I told them that the Birka Yosef writes, the Chida writes, that it's not so simple that there's Sheva Brachos at this second marriage. Because it's not a hischadshus. It's the same wife that I was just married to. So says the Birka Yosef, that you would have the brachos that are said at the original chuppah, the Sheva Brachos that are said there, but the Chida Paskins actually in Hilchas Avelos, interestingly enough, because he's deciding whether or not an Avel is allowed to go to such, to be at that point in time, or at the chuppah. So he says it's not a Sudashal Simcha, Vaharaya, there's no Sheva Brachos, because there's no Hischachus, because it was the original spouse that he had, and there's nothing new that they're celebrating. So it's not always a given that Sheva Brachos is automatic. But we know that throughout the week, we make Sheva Brachos. We have the minig every night. That's not even the first... The truth is that that's not even clear according to the poskim. Most of the poskim say, you're not even mechuyev every night. Take a night off. Relax. I know, I got strepped during my Sheva Brachos. It was crazy. Dancing all night, then going... I was sick. You have to relax a little bit. Mechdis, you have to make Sheva Brachos every night. It's not clear in the poskim that necessarily you have to. And I think a lot of poskim say... A lot of Gedolim Bizman HaZeh say, relax, you don't necessarily have to. So the source of the Gemara that says you make Sheva Brachos throughout the week is the Gemara in Ksubis and Avzayin and Mabez, Tana Rabbanon, Mevarchin Birkas Chasanim Ba'asara Kol Shiva. When you have 10 people around, you make Birkas Chasanim, all of these Sheva Brachos for that week. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda gives a qualification. Rav Yehuda says, not so fast. Vuhu Shebo Panim Chadashos. This is the phrase that we know. You need Panim Chadashos. That is what enables us to make Sheva Brachos. It's not just off the bat, automatic, that a person gets married, you have to go through a 7-day process, you have to have Sheva Brachos every night. No. If you're benching and there are 10 people around and there are Panim Chadashos that are sitting there at the time, so then you make Sheva Brachos. What's the nature of this halacha? Comes along Tosis on the spot in source number 2. Omri, the Panim Chadashos ein kore ela bibnei Adam shemarbim bishvilom ha-simcha yoyser. Let's just read the first line of Tosos. What's the nature of Panim Chadashos? What's the mechanics of us celebrating this week? It's not just, we continue, we have to tire out the chassid, make sure he gets strep, make him weak as much as possible, make them come out every night. No. When you're in a scenario, and it's the first week after the chasana, and there's someone, Joe, I haven't seen you in so long. You know, I just got married to Mary. You know, it was a great simcha. Come, join with us. Sit. Let's have a beer. Let's enjoy. Come and enhance my simcha. Then, this is ribui simcha. This is a gewaldige atmosphere. This is a miktzas chasana. This is like the dance. Okay, we don't have the band now. We don't have the hall. We don't have the same prices. We could do it in the Yudin's home, Baruch Hashem. But now we have another simcha, a little bit like the old chasana. So I haven't seen Joe. He wasn't at my chasana. Baruch Hashem, a ribui simcha. That's what allows to create an atmosphere now to make brachas. Baruch Hashem, we have the same simcha, and we automatically respond to the simcha with blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Tosos, and you know what? There are certain days that you wouldn't even need Panim Chadashos. What days are that? Comes along Tosos, Vishabbos, and we paskin la'alocha, the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch paskins like this. Vishabbos, dechashvinim Panim Chadashos, the Amrinim be Agada, because the Agada says Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. The Medrash says Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said about Shabbos, Ponim Chadashos Bolakan. Now this needs a shir on its own. Mirtz Hashem, Parashat Bereishis. We could talk about what the Medrash actually is saying, but right now, for the surface, just to understand, and on the space on the surface, Hakadosh Baruch Hu called Shabbos a new day, Ponim Chadashos. So comes Shabbos. And because it has certain aspects, and the meals of Shabbos have certain aspects, that they're called Panim Chadashos, so then I wouldn't even need the people. Shabbos on its own has Riboy Simcha. There's a different aspect of celebrating my marriage on Shabbos than on the other days of the week during that first week. This is true, the Ramah says of Yontif also. However, the Ramah puts the limitations by Shalashuddis. The Ramah says Shalashuddis is not as important as the other meals. And the Ramah says, which also needs a Hezber on its own, says Shalashuddis on its own would need Panim Chadashos. But if you say a Drasha, that'll enhance the atmosphere and that'll act as the Panim Chadashos. So give a good Vart. Give a good Vart. That's what the Ramah says. Fine. So Tosfos says, basically, Panim Chadashos, and it doesn't even have to necessarily be Panim Chadashos. Tosfos says, whatever the vehicle, the mechanics are to create a Gishmaka atmosphere, happens to we say it's usually Joe who hasn't been here. I haven't seen him 10 years. He was my college buddy. Now he comes punk during the week. I got married. I say, come, let's celebrate together. Tosfos says that creates a gvaldig atmosphere. And that creates a simchadig atmosphere that now I'm going to bless HaKadosh Baruch. Fine. Comes along the Briskerov. And the Briskerov says, that's not the impression you get from the Shitas HaRambam. The Shitas HaRambam seems to present something totally different.
If you're going to have a suda, and if you're going to do benching, then for Kol Shiva, you'd be...
So you're asking that maybe if you read Kol Shiva, maybe there would be a chiyuv for every day to make a Sheva Brachos. So Larry, you're a machmir. You want to have Sheva Brachos every day.
No, I'm saying that's the way it's...
Okay. I think you could read it exactly the way... I think you could read it the opposite way, that if you're having benching with Asara and Panim Chadash, Kol Shiva, it's limited to these 7 days. Afterwards, it's not going to apply.
No, but that's what I'm...
Right, exactly. Right, 100%. I hear you could read it two ways. I hear. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says... The Rambam is telling you in Hilchos Brachos, he's not even in Hilchos Sheva Brachos, not in Hilchos Ishus. He's telling you about benching, all the laws of benching. Bebeis chasanim, mevarchin birkas chasanim, achar arba brachas elu, after we finish the regular benching, bechol suda v'suda, sha'ochlin sham, every meal that they are in, the beis chasanim, happens to be, according to the Rambam, just parenthetically, the Rambam is of the opinion, as all the Svardim are, as the machlok is between the Svardim and Ashkenazim, shebet chatanim ze chashuv mo'od liot sheva brachot. You can't have sheva brachos in any place. You don't just say, oh, come to Tinek, come to Fairlawn, come to Passaic, and oh, we'll get a gathering and we'll have a sheva brachos. You have to actually establish that this is the Beit HaChatan. It's not in any, this is a machlokes between Taisus and the Rambam and Sukkah and Daf Chafei. And the Rambam says specifically Beit Chatanim. Fine. So the Rambam is telling you at the end of benching, you're going to add these brachos. The ein mevarchin bracha zu lo avad vadim lo ktanim. Not everyone is chayav in this. Ad kama mevarchin bracha zu. Fine. So the Rambam gives you all the details. We're not going to get into the details right now. Let's skip to the next halacha. Halacha yud. Bracha zu shemosifim bebeis chasanim. This bracha that we're telling you that when you're making shever brachas in the Beit Chatanim, like the Rambam's telling you, he bracha achrona mishever brachot shal nisuin. So the Rambam starts off, I didn't tell you about this, that if you don't have panim chadashos, so then throughout the week you make the last bracha, which is asher bara. You don't make all the shever brachos. If you don't have panim chadashos, you make, oh. But we want to know about the shever brachos. Bamed var mamurim, says the Rambam. Kishayu ochlin heim sha'amdu bebirkas nisuin vishamura brachos. Avalim hayu ha'ochlin acherim shelo shamu birkas nisuin b'shas nisuin mevarchin b'shvilon acher birkas mazon sheva brachot kederach shemevarchin b'shas nisuin. The Rambam says the following: V'hu shiyeh asara v'chatanim min aminyan. Says the Rambam. The Rambam didn't use the words panim chadashos, but the Rambam just clarified for us what is this mechanism, what is the Gemara telling us in Ksubas, v'hu shiyesh bo panim chadashos. The Rambam, says the Brisker Rav, is not telling you that the panim chadashos are a mechanic or a vehicle in order to create a good atmosphere and to arrange that now, oh, we're going to feel good, we're going to be rejoiced, we're going to have a beer, we're going to hang out with John, and now we're going to reestablish, reenact our... No, that's not the panim chadashos. Has nothing to do with Riboy Simcha, has nothing to do with the atmosphere. The Rambam says plain and simple, look at the Rambam. Bamedvar mamurim kishayu ochlin heim sha'amdu bebirkas nisuin v'shamu habrachos. When do you only make one bracha? If everyone, it was the family members that were there at pictures and they were there for the chasana. But if you have an individual who wasn't invited to the chasana, so then... he is a person that now is obligated to bless the chasan and kala with the sheva brachos. He wasn't there at the chuppah. I was there at the chuppah. You were there at the chuppah. So we can't make sheva brachos if they just invite the two of us. They invite someone who wasn't there, so he never was mevarich. He never heard the sheva brachos given to this new chatan v'kala. So therefore, says the Rambam, they were not yotze yet blessing sheva brachos. They weren't at the chuppah. So then the Rambam says, let them now bless. So the Rambam holds it to technicality. If you were at the chuppah, if everyone was there, it's the same simcha, it's the same exact people, you just invited them again. So they took care of it. They were at the chuppah. They already, everyone was yotze with the Masada Kedushin, with whoever got the brachas under the chuppah, and they blessed the chatan mekala. Now I got a new person. He never took care of his original chiyuv. So then the Rambam says, when he benches, he has an added bracha to the Birkat HaMazon that now he adds the Sheva Brachot. Comes along the Stipler. The Gedolim died in the 1980s. Chazon Ish, his brother-in-law. Right now, the living Gadol HaDor, Chaim Kanievsky's father, the Stipler, gone. So he says, he thinks, that this machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos will have major ramifications. Again, let's analyze. According to Tosfos, panim chadashos create an atmosphere, create ribui simcha. So now, because there's such an atmosphere in the air, so we have to bless, we have to be mevarich. Who's obligated in such a blessing? Everyone at the Sheva Brachos. Because there right now was something that was fulfilled, that created a certain atmosphere, that now we have to bless the chasan and kala there. So everyone is obligated in sheva brachos. Masha'en kein, says the Stipler. If you hold like Shita Saramba, that the nature of Panim Chadashos is not creating a new atmosphere, is not changing the environment and a ribui simcha, but rather those people who weren't there did not take care of their bracha, their chiyuv bracha that they have to bless the chatan mikala. So I invite Panim Chadashos. There are two people here that were happened to be, they weren't at the chasana. Those are the people that now have an obligation to make Sheva Brachos. It's true, we need a minyan. It's true, we have to take care of other qualifications. You have to say it Ba'asara. But who's the Machayiv on? Who's the Chiyiv Chalan? That is on the Panim Chadashos. Those people who never took care of this Chiyiv during the Chasana. I was at the Chasana. I was Yotze. I don't have a Chiyiv. And if the two people would have come, we would never have a Chiyiv. Because there's nothing to be Machayiv. There's no Riboy atmosphere. There's no... If you look at the Rambam in the first halacha we mentioned, in the second line, source number 3, he just gave a passing line that we read quickly. He said, and the people that make this bracha, lo ktanim. You don't consider ktanim. Minors. What would you say in the following scenario? My wife is making sheva brachos. Oh, we forgot to invite panim chadoshos. My wife says, doesn't matter. Ellie, the kids never go to the chasana. The kids have to go to sleep early. So my daughter is here. She's going to stay up for the sheva brachos because it's in the house. That's the rule. The rule is when we have things, shiurim in the base medrash, they can't come to. But if the shiurim are in the house, then they're allowed to come to. Then they can stay up later. So to the sheva brachos. If the sheva brachos, the chasana, you can't go. That's outside the house. That's too late. But if it's in the house, they're not going to go to sleep anyways. So now they can come downstairs. Oh, so the chasana and kala come and they say, oh, katanchik, oh, what a cutie. Such a ribui simcha. Come celebrate, let's dance. The kala starts dancing with this little girl, Baruch Hashem. She's mesmerized by dancing with a kala. There's ribui simcha, Baruch Hashem. They probably can get more ribui simcha than from an adult coming from the they probably have issues with the adult, but from the ktana, Baruch Hashem. But the Rambam says, no ktana. Why is that? So l'chora, it's going to be tali on this machlik. If you hold like Shita Satosis, that the nature of Panim Chadashos is to create a good environment, a good atmosphere, a daughter, Ktanim, my daughter, she can make such an atmosphere. She can probably make it more joyful. Baruch Hashem. However, if you hold the nature of Panim Chadashos, it has nothing to do with the atmosphere. It's not creating a new Mechad. It's a technicality. The person that's obligated, the Kal, Tzibur, Am Yisrael, that weren't at the Chasana, and they didn't have an opportunity to bless the Chasana and Kala. Now when they're benching, they have the obligation to now bless the Chasana and Kala. Katan? Ktana? They don't have any chiyuvim. They don't have a chiyuv bracha. So of course, the mechayiv upon him chadashos doesn't apply to a katan or a ktana. And that's why the Rambam says, below ktanim. Very simple. That's why the Rambam excluded this. Comes along source number 4, the Shulchan Aruch, and Eben Ezer, bringing down the dinim of Panim Chadashos, and gives the following scenario. Okay. Avodim don't have a bar chiyuv, don't have the same level of bar chiyuva as anoshim. So you're saying they should be like anoshim. Okay. Right? So why didn't the Rambam say noshim, below noshim? Good question. Comes along source number 4, the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us that you have to invite Panim Chadashos. The Shulchan Aruch presents a din over here, a Machlokas Rishonim. What is considered Panim Chadashos? Let's say, says the Shulchan Aruch, for some odd reason, says the Shulchan Aruch, you had people who were at the chuppah but didn't stay for the meal. That is a Machlokas Rishonim. Rabosai, that's machloikas between the Rambam and the other Rishayim. Lamaisa, what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, is exactly what every chassan has to go through when he sits down with his parents and in-laws before the chassana and says, Eli, your list is too long. You have to cut it down and you have to, which was coined now to be a verb, you have to chuppah people. You have to, you can't now wait for any return address, any return, what's it called, response. These people don't respond to the invitation. They just come to the chuppah.
So comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says, well, what happens, basically, the Shulchan Aruch wasn't talking about such a phenomenon, but Lamaisa now, the chasanas are very expensive. You have to couple this down, and you have to chuppah certain people. They only can come for the shmorg and the chuppah. They can't come for the dancing and for the suda. So is such a person that came to the chuppah now considered aponim chadashos during the week? Listen, Joe, you couldn't make the cut when it comes to the suda, but come and join with us in Shavuot Brachos. So will he now count as the Panim Chadashos? Now I don't have to invite the mailman who I have no shaykhs to. Let me invite Joe, who I actually have a little bit shaykhs, but he didn't make the cut. So says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. If you hold like Shitas HaRambam, so what?
They already heard
Birkas Chasanim. How are you going to say Panim Chadashos over here? They heard the Chuppah. The Chuppah is what's Koveya. You know what? You know what? Joe can't be any more the Panim Chadashos. He took care of his chiyuv. He was at the chuppah. You're right. You didn't have to pay for him. He only ate at the shmorg. But lamaisa, the dinim of Panim Chadashos are totally dependent on whether or not they made the bracha. And now when they come to eat in your suda in the house, are they obligated or not? The answer is no. They took care of it. Masha Emke and the other Rishonim are saying absolutely not. These guys got chuppah. They didn't stay for the chasana. They stayed for the shmorg. They stayed for the chuppah. They didn't stay for anything integral. They didn't stay for the geshmak part. They didn't stay for the riboy simcha. So therefore, these rishonim hold, of course, they're still panim chadashos. Everyone who wasn't there for the actual suda is now going to be able to now be panim chadashos. And I could say to Joe, listen, I'm sorry, but come for the free meal at Yenim's house, who's making me a Shavuot Brachos. I don't know how Joe's going to feel about this, because all these are freebies, but lemaisa, he can still act as a panim chadashos, because it's a ribui simcha. There's a little bit of a quirk, because usually the people that I'm chuppahing are usually not the people that are really going to enhance my simcha if they come during Shavuot Brachos. Usually the people I chuppahed are related to my aunt's grandmother who went through, you know, survived the war with, and therefore I have to invite them to my chasana. So I don't really have a shaykhus. So it's not going to happen afkamina, because are they going to really enhance the chuppah? Are they going to enhance the sukkah during the Shavuot Brachos? All right, but maybe you don't have to be so makbid about who enhances. Anyone who can come, yesh lachgor, the Aruch HaShulchan says that if you hold like the Rishonim, that it's based on ribui simcha, like the Tosos says, so the Aruch HaShulchan said it has to be someone who mamish hamachshiv, who really is going to enhance by simcha. Rabbi Yashiv is not so convinced. Rabbi Yashiv says anyone who comes, maybe you can be makel, and that's going to be ribu simcha. But lamaisa, the chuppah, a person got chuppah, is going to be l'chaira a nafgamina between Taisus and the Rambam.
There's a little problem in this day and age. Many of the people that get
chuppah,
they stay for the first.
Oh.
So now that they stay for the
I hear. So maybe it has to be whether or not they had a plate, they had a suda. Okay. What about a person who couldn't make it for the rest of the chasana, who had a conflict? Can he still come as upon him chadashos? That would be an afkamina between Tais and the Ram.
What would the Ram say about, the Shavuot Brachos by mentioning at the wedding, assuming you don't have any people who missed the chuppah? Maybe would that be an issue?
You don't have any people who missed
it. Everyone who's at benching at the wedding.
Right.
For the chuppah.
Right.
Are you able to say Shavuot Brachos at the end of the wedding?
Being the first night. The Panim Chadashos. Yeah, no, the first night you're allowed to say Shavuot. Yeah, you don't need Panim Chadashos. Yeah.
No, but let's pick this case. You keep talking about chuppah. What happens if someone comes to the chasana late?
You'll be right. In a chanami. We'll get, right? According to the Rambam, it would be Panim Chadashos.
They were already safe for benching.
No, you said they didn't. They missed the chuppah.
No, I said they missed the chuppah.
Right.
Right.
Oh yeah, in Echnami. And every night of Shavuot Brachos will be the same thing. You heard Shavuot Brachos last night. Even if you weren't there, it doesn't matter. Even if you missed my Suda from yesterday. What happens like this? Let's talk about a case like this. Right.
They came late.
Right.
Whatever reason.
Right. 100%. 100%. 100%. That would be an half minute. 100%. Or what happens in a case like this? A person came, let's say like this. We made a Shavuot Brachos. We had the whole beautiful Suda. We finished the whole Suda. Ooh, oh my gosh, I totally forgot. We didn't invite any Panim Chadashos. So we quickly call, my next door neighbor. This happens all the time. Quickly call my next door neighbor. We say, come quickly. We're going to bench. We're about to bench. Please, come eat something and we're going to bench and you're going to make Shavuot. Lefi Taisus, l'chara, that shouldn't work. The whole pshat is we now had a beer together. We had a ribui simcha. We had a geshmaka matzav. We had a whole thing. We got to, you know, reunite. We talked about our college days. Now we meet my wife. Look, Baruch Hashem, I'm moving on in life. That's great. What? You're going to call him last minute? Now just, according to the Rambam, what's the problem? According to the Rambam, there's no ribui simcha. According to the Rambam, the halacha is when you bench, and there's another person who benches, so we stuffed some food down his throat, made sure he ate in the last 30 seconds while everyone's waiting, and Baruch Hashem, he now has the ability to bench. So he benches, he has to add another bracha. He never was at the chuppah. So then the chop could work, according to the Rambam. Get a person who wasn't there, and who you totally forgot, fine. Baruch Hashem. Exactly. But we forgot to get ponim chadoshos, so can we bring him in the last minute. So these are a few nafkaminas just in understanding the lumdis and the yisod of what the Gemara is presenting to us, panim chadashos, and really the whole concept of chuppahing people is a lumdisha concept. Good. Another shaila that relates to this, which is very common, is the following shaila. Again, what we're saying right now is that l'fi the tosfos, the focus is on the suda. The focus is on the atmosphere, is on the beer, is on the matzav. We now, Baruch Hashem, had a good time together, and now we're going to make Sheva Brachos with this person that now enhanced the Chasan and Kala Simcha, and Baruch Hashem, it's worth blessing. According to the Rambam, it's totally a benching. At the time of benching, you're now going to add another bracha to the benching because this person wasn't there at the chuppah, so his benching now changes. L'chora, one could answer two of the following shailas. Ramesha has the following case in source number 7. This comes up with each and every one of us at every single chasana, but it also comes up at many sheva brachos. What would you say like this? First of all, before we say this, sometimes panim chadashos have to leave early. They can't stay the whole time. So what would you say in such a shaila? The panim chadashos will come, they'll stay for the meal, they'll have the beer, it'll be great, but they can't stay for benching. They can't stay. They can't give you the full 2.5 hours. 2 hours they can do. 2.5 hours they gotta go. So can we make sheva brachos? Lefishi tasa Rambam, you can't make sheva brachos because the people who actually have to make the bracha, who are the mechayvim, who are chayovim in the bracha of sheva brachos, those two people that we invited, they're not here anymore. Masha ein kein lechora lefi shitas hatosos lefi the other shita in Shulchan Aruch. They were here. We had a geshmaka matzav. Okay, now we're going to bench and relate to that matzav that we had that 2 hour meal that was great and enhanced the simcha and the panim chadashos don't have to technically be there at the time of benching. Oh, that's what we're getting. Comes along Rav Moshe and is discussing a shaila that we really deal with at every single chasana, that all of us can't take the whole chasana, and we all have to leave early. So Rav Moshe discusses in the tshuva, it's funny how he says, "V'davar elu she'en yecholim l'chakos besudas hachupa adachas she'yivarchu birkas hamazon v'shever brachos." These people just can't make it. "Im yesh eitza, is there any way she'yu rashoim l'leches below azayin brachos to leave either a chasana or a shever brachos early?" So the Ramesh discusses, "Hine vaday tzadik shechiv asheva brachos achar asuda hu akola ochlim misudas hachupa." Your premise is right that there's a serious issue over here, because anyone who's at this sheva brachos is chayiv to make sheva brachos here, says Rav Moshe. Now I just have a simple ha'arav. I'm not chas v'shalom. I'm nothing. I'm not one to even suggest that there's a question on what Rav Moshe says, but l'chora, lefi the stipler, and lefi what we presented right now, what Rav Moshe just presented is not necessarily accepted according to Or Rishonim. Rav Moshe says anyone who's there, no matter what, at least in the case of a sheva brachos, right, would be obligated to make sheva brachos and has an issue to leave the sheva brachos early. That's not necessarily the case. The stipler again says, if you understand like Shitas HaRambam, that panim chadashos just means two people that didn't hear the brachos are now obligated to be mosif this to their birkas hamazon, and they now have to bench with an added bracha to their birkas hamazon, so then the chiyuv is not on everyone. The chiyuv is on those two people. So as long as I make sure that there's a minyan with those two people, or that person who's there at the time of benching, I can go. I can leave. What's my problem? I know people promise they took a shvua. They're going to stay and stick out the 2.5 hours. I know I'm not going to mess over anyone over here. There's a lot of people staying. I happen to have to run out. I have a conflict. So I don't have a chiv in Sheva Brachos. They have a chiv in Sheva Brachos. Oh, if you hold like Taisvis, it could be Rav Meisher was talking specifically about Chasanas. But if you hold like Taisvis, that the nature of Sheva Brachos, of the Ponim Chadoshos by a Sheva Brachos, is that it creates a new atmosphere. And anyone who's at that Sheva Brachos present at this new rejoiceful atmosphere is now obligated to make a bracha because of the atmosphere. So then you're right. Then everyone is obligated to make Sheva Brachos and you have to get out of that chiyuv. So Rav Moshe suggests, the following suggests, he says it's a real big problem. It's a problem. How could you leave early? It's not so partial. Says Rav Moshe, the only way you can get out of this, a chiddush of Rav Moshe, is that when you wash, and this is important to remember, halacha l'maisa, a lot of people do this, and this is a good eitzah, because otherwise you're really stuck. When you wash, you have in mind and you stipulate that I'm not joining with the tzibur over here. I'm not joining with the minyan or the zimun that is going to make this sudas mitzvah. And therefore, I'm on my own. I technically happen to be getting a free meal out of this suda, but I can go home and I'm not mitzurif to the zimun to the people that are going to stay for Sheva Brachos. So then I can go home. That's the chiddush of Rav Moshe, that a person has that ability. Rabbi Shechter just made a ha'ara that he says he's not 100% convinced that such a stipulation would technically work. Because who's to say that necessarily the tziruf legabe benching, the tziruf legabe the zimun, is necessarily what's koveya, the chiyuv, to make sheva brachos? What does that mean? Let's speak that out. According to Tosfos, that there's a ribui simcha, and there's a machayev to make sheva brachos, who says that that's necessarily connected to who's mitzurif and joining within the benching in terms of the minyan and in terms of the zimun? Maybe benching has nothing to do with the sheva brachos. Happens to be, we make sheva brachos usually after benching. But the machayev of sheva brachos is the ribui simcha. It's a good atmosphere. We're having a great time. This is something that we now say, beautiful brachos, birkas ha-shevach, da'akadosh baruch hu, in this rejoiceful simcha to be mevarich. The Netziv, in his Perush on She'iltos, suggests, and he's medayik, and we can't all have time to go in, he's medayik for the Rambam in source number 5. He thinks, and the Mesechah Sofrim writes like this, who says you need a suda? Maybe sheva brachos during these 7 days you can make whenever you see the chasan and kala around. Ribui simcha, let's dance. Let's make a bracha. Who says you have to order Chinese? Who says you have to do this whole big thing and make sheva brachos in the first place? Halacha l'maisa, we don't paskin like this netziv. And we don't even think necessarily his diak is correct of where he's coming from. There were Rishonim that did hold like that, that any gathering, the Rosh and the Ran in the beginning of Ksubas quote Rishonim like that. The Mesechah Sofrim writes like that. But we paskin halacha l'maisa that you do need a suda. But even the way we paskin that you need a suda to make Sheva Brachos, who says that it's necessarily connected to the Birkas HaMazon? Maybe it's not at all connected to the Birkas HaMazon. L'chora, one could suggest that this shaila of whether Sheva Brachos is connected to Birkas HaMazon and therefore of Moshe's Chiddush, that it should all depend on the halachos of Zimun and Mitzarif joining with the benching, which is the Zimun and the Minyan for Elokeinu, which is the halacha of Birkas HaMazon, is that going to have any relevance when it comes to the mechayev of making brachos for Sheva Brachos? L'chora, one could suggest that that's totally on the Tosos Pesachim in source number 6. You have to have 10 to make the Sheva Brachos. The Gemara says, "V'hu sheyesh bo asara." You don't necessarily have to have 10 that ate. That's a machlokes aposkim, but you have to have 10 there at the time of the Sheva Brachos. V'yesh no'again says Tosfos, "B'chuppah mitamze, shelo lomar Sheva Brachos al kol spirkas amazon, ele mevi'in kos achar ve'ein mevarchen al asheni bor priyagofen, kevin shekvar birech al kol spirkas amazon. Ki ein nochon levarech pa'amayim." Says Tosos, you have to have 2 kosos. Rabosai, we have this minig. We bring 2 kosos anytime we make Sheva Brachos. One for Birkas HaMazon, and one for blessing the 7 brachos of Sheva Brachos. But that's not the opinion of all the Rishonim. Ach Rabbeinu Mishulam Hoya Omer Hakol Al Kos Echad Delo Dami LeBirkas HaMazon BeKiddush Detrei Mili Ninu. No, the Gemara over here is saying that you need 2 kosos. Because there are 2 entities of Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon, and they have nothing to do with each other. Mashe Emken, when it comes to Birkas HaMazon and Sheva Brachos, argues the Rabbeinu Mishulam that what? These are not Trei Milininu. They're not independent entities. They could be set on one coast because they're interconnected. What's the machlokus between Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Mishulam? Whether or not Sheva Brachos is totally on Birkas HaMazon. Whether or not Rav Moshe's Eitza L'chora will work. Rav Moshe is assuming that the halachos that apply to joining when it comes to benching will also apply to Sheva Brachos. L'chora, that is only assuming, like the Rabbeinu Mishulam, that they are all one inyan and you can even have one kos. But we are choshesh for the other opinion. We bring two kosos. We're not 100% sure that it's totally dependent on Birkas HaMazon. V'haraya, we bring two kosos. But Rabosai. And this will explain a little bit of the tumult that people think when they bring the kosos and they forget to bring it always. Whenever they bring the kosos and they forget to bring it at the beginning of benching and they think the kala, you know, we have to do the chuppah again, the kedushin is the mekathos, this and that, people go crazy. Baruch Hashem, it's a hider, it's not ma'akev at all. But why? If Sheva Brachos is after benching, why do we even bother? Why does the Taz even suggest that a person should bring the Sheva Brachos kos at the time of benching? They're two separate kosos. We're paskening, like the Shita, by bringing two separate kosos, that these things are not connected. They're two separate inyanim. That's why we have two kosos. Tosa just spelled it out for us. But l'chora, the Taz is saying that no. Even though we're being choshesh for the opinion that we bring two kosos because they might not be connected, we still want to make sure that the kos of Sheva Brachos is there at the time of Birkas HaMazon. Why? Because we're still seriously concerned that maybe Birkas HaMazon is interconnected with Sheva Brachos, and the kos of Sheva Brachos should be there at the time that we actually are going to bench. And benching is going to flow directly in the same idea to the Sheva Brachos. So it depends. It depends what you hold. Right. Ramesh's Eitza, that's what we're suggesting. Ramesh's Eitza should be totally on this Machlokes Rishonim. So however your Machriya and you Paskin and this Shaila should depend on whether Ramesh's Eitza works. Okay. Rabbo said the Rambam that we started off with, what did the Rambam say? Panim Chadashos, there's no Ribui Simcha. There's no Ketanim that are allowed. You can't have people that you chuppah. They heard the brachas already. It's a technicality. Were they mevarach the chasan and kala? But how does the Rambam bring out the halacha? The Rambam says, when you're benching, and there's people that never blessed the chasan and kala, they now should add on to their benching another bracha, these sheva brachas. They should be mosif onto the four brachas of Birkas HaMazon. All of these Sheva Brachos, and that's the way the Rambam analyzes this halacha of Panim Chadashos. Sounds like, from the Rambam, that the nature of Panim Chadashos is one extension of Birkas HaMazon. When you have someone who wasn't there and didn't take care of his chiyuv at the time of the chuppah, and now he comes, he has a different type of benching. He now has a mechayiv of benching, not only with four brachos, but now with Sheva Brachos and a hemshich of his classical, usual benching. If that's the case, Rabosai, we can answer the following shaila. And this I think is the most common out of all the shailas we're going to discuss. What's the halacha if you're hosting and making Sheva Brachos on the last night? The last night? So comes up, this happened, I remember, a few times when I was living in Far Rockaway. It's getting late, and we want to know, what do we do? Do we have to bench quickly? What are our Eitzas? What can we do? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank suggests the following Eitza. Why don't you wait the bench, you'll bench afterwards, but say the Sheva Brachos now in the middle of the meal, and then you'll bench later. So okay, that's an idea, that's an Eitza, but L'chora, that only could be if, and you're going to do it within the time before Shkia hits, before the Sheva Brachos are over, that can only be if the Mechayiv is at the Riboy Simcha, at the time of the Suda. It's not interconnected to Birkas HaMazon. But if the Chiyuv is connected, like the Rambam saying, that those people that weren't there, they now have a different type of benching. And when they bench, they now have to make... So then you can't do like Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank suggested. Because now, I'm not benching. The Chiyuv exists at benching. But I don't understand something on both sides. We had this Shiloh, we spoke about it in Matzah Shiloh, we spoke about it in Shalosh Shudis. Where's Stu? Stu was eager to hear the answer. We spoke about it in Shalosh Shudis. Rabbosai, this past Matzah Shabbos, and with this we're going to close. This past Matzah Shabbos, we had a very interesting phenomenon. Matzah Shabbos was ending. We obviously ate before Shkia. And then we went into Matzah Shabbos, and then we benched afterwards. So what happens every Shalosh Shudas that you bench after Shkia, after Tzeis, and you started beforehand? So then, you say Ritzeh, you say Yalbi, Yalbi, Tzmachlogis Rishayin, and we paskin, you go Basar Hascholas HaSuda, and you go at the time that you began the Suda, and that is a Mechayiv for the benching, so say Ritzeh, and say Yalbi, Yalbi. So ask the Tshuvas Helech HaShlomo. Rav Shlomo Kluger says, same thing over here. What do you have to rush? What do you have to do these tricks? It's getting late. Everyone's not sure. We're going to have to rush the meal. My wife's killing me. Why are we? We're going to ruin the whole Sheva Brachos. We're not going to make it in time. It's going to be Shkia. What do you have to rush? What do you have to do? Shtick. We started the Suda at the time that there was a Chiv. What do you mean? What are you bothered by? Just like I could say Yalav Yavol. Just like I could say Ritzeh. Like every Matzah Shabbos. I have no problem. Right? So now, you'll say Sheva Brachos. You have another Hosafa. Not Yalav Yavol, not Ritzeh. I started the Suda in time. So say Sheva Brachos then. Comes along the Tshuvas Helefuch HaShlomo. Rav Shlomo Kluger, and he says, no, you got it all wrong. Yalav Yavol and Ritzeh, that's based on the Suda. When I ate my Rosh Chodesh Dikasuda, when I ate my Shabbos Dikasuda, so then I have to make a bracha, even though it's after the time when it comes to there, because that's Machmas the Suda. It's part of the Suda. The Suda was a Rosh Chodesh Dikasuda. The Shabbos was a Shabbos Dikasuda, so when I bench, I refer back to when the Suda was. Says the Helef L'Choshlomo, when it comes to Sheva Brachos, the Mechayiv is not the Suda. The Mechayiv is at Shas, Birkas HaMazon. And if Ponim Chadoshos, writes Rav Shlomo Kluger, walk out at the time before benching, don't make Sheva Brachos. Like we said before, Al Derech, the lines of the Rambam. It's a Hemshich of the Birkas HaMazon. And the time that you're going to be Chayiv is if you have two people that weren't there from the Chuppah that didn't make a blessing, they should be Mosif onto their Birkas HaMazon. So writes Rav Shlomo Kluger, and this is the way we paskin lahalacha, if you bench at that time, so then it's not Sheva Brachos anymore. Shkia happened. The Mechayiv is after, the Mechayiv of benching is after the Shkia, is after the 7 days are over, so therefore it won't work, and you won't say Sheva Brachos, even though Yalav Yavon would say, I would go based on the Haskalos HaSuda, because here we're not focused on the Suda, here we're focused at the Shah of Birkas HaMazon, and Lechora, based on Shlomo Kluger, it's all a Hemshech of Birkas HaMazon, like we brought from these other sources, and it's all totally on that Shiloh, let's run and catch Marv.